All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, no Joel again today. Only 24 hours to go before Joel will be back. For those of you who are waiting with bated breath, or whatever kind of breath you may have. Jerome Solomon in for the last day, subbing for Joel, who's on vacation. 3 hours here on The Usual Suspects. How you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Just lovely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was thinking about you last night because I had to write my article.
I don't want to interrupt you, but
I had all my clothes on. But I have to, I write a weekly article for Houston Sports and stuff, and it's nothing special. It's just usually my thoughts and ideas. See?
Already.
We made it 40 seconds. 40 seconds. I was just about to pay this man a compliment, but you know what? Now you can go to hell. I'm not.
I'm trying not to disagree with you much today.
No. Oh, why start now? I mean, you know, but I'm thinking, man, how does Jerome do this every day? I didn't even start writing my article until 2 a.m. because I had no idea what I wanted. I was not passionate about anything. Mm. So I just ended up going with the Bill O'Brien should be given one more year stuff that we talked about yesterday. Because I was like, there's nothing right now that I'm really passionate about. There's nothing that gets like, oh, I've got to share an opinion, a strong opinion about this. And you have to do that every day, right?
Well, no, I don't write every day now.
How many days a week?
I'm writing something every day, but I'm not writing to be published that day.
How many days a week do you publish something on the Chronicle?
Right now, because of the TV show, I'm only writing once or twice a week.
Okay.
And
how long does it take you to write one of those?
Before I started doing the TV show, I was writing at least 4 columns a week.
Is that like a requirement? You've got to turn in for. But now that you've got the TV show, they back off?
Yeah, as the lead columnist, they want my picture in the paper 4 times.
Okay.
And each one, it just depends. There's some columns I write, it takes me, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks to write.
What?
And then others, you know, I go to a Rockets game. Like if I were writing a column on tonight's Rockets game, I'd go to the game and start writing it about halftime. And as soon as the game is over, I'm sending it.
Okay.
So you write it in.
That is a trick I learned once I started going to games, is I would watch like even Astros games, Texas games. The columns are almost done by the start of the fourth quarter or the eighth inning. Which I found fascinating. And then I'm thinking, God, I love it when there's this complete change. And then you got to go back and redo everything. And you got.
Those are the ones that get you when you're like, you know, your column is they did this and they did that. And they wasn't doing this and they wasn't doing that and they wasn't doing that.
and then
it all changed.
Like Tracy McGrady, the 13, what is it, 13 seconds? How many points?
I bet he pissed off
every writer in the country that was following that game.
And the problem is, depending on the particular deadline or the you're going along because all of that suckage the team has done to that point before they start turning around, they still did it. So you're still good. And you're like, okay, as long as they don't come all the way back and win, I can still roast them for playing as poorly as they did.
Yeah.
But then when they come back and then you got to start turning it around. So a lot of times,
and you have to include some of it, but it changes the narrative. You got to have the backstory of they sucked, but
because nobody like in Buffalo, for instance. I mean, this was a day game, so it didn't matter. But the anniversary of it was a couple of days ago. You know, if you're writing the Buffalo Oilers game and it's 35-3,
you're in the car driving home.
You're piling on. You calling everybody this and that, and they were no good, and they on and on and on. Well, you can't just leave all that in there because nobody wants to open up the paper the next day when Buffalo came back and win and say you're in Buffalo.
And hear how sorry their team is.
Team really sucked in the first half. You're like, what? Did you not watch the whole game? So, yeah, you end up having a whole bunch of stuff that you don't use. And I'm like that anyway. I mean, whether I write a column, you know, if it ends up being 800 words, I write.
So are you 500 words. Do they dictate to you, okay, you've got to do 2 columns a week, 500 words per column, or is it just up to you? Do you have a minimum, but not a maximum, I'm guessing?
800
is the minimum.
800 I like longer than that. I write long anyway.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Around 800 or so.
Well, okay.
You know, but when it's good, you know, nobody's counting.
Right. So
I noticed your little 350 words, you know.
That's 400. Here's what I do, though. This is how amateur I am compared to what you do.
Because
I know
right.
You and I talked about this before, and I don't remember when, but you were, I think it was off air even. We were just talking, and you were saying you'll scrutinize every word. Like, yeah, you'll spend four hours on a sentence.
Oh, yeah. Because every word matters, you know.
That's crazy to me, because last night I was like, all right, I'm going to write about this. But I hate writing. Like, I hate to sit down. Even when I write jokes, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily sit down and write the joke. I will talk the joke into a recorder, and then I'll change it and record it 5, 6, 7, 8 iterations of that joke mm-hmm. until I finalize it. Then I take it to the stage and record it again. And so that's my writing process.
Yeah.
So when I sit down to write these columns, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
It's the same thing.
So you know what I do?
Just keep deleting.
I dictate to an email. I just start talking about Bill O'Brien and how he should be given one more year. And then I send that and I copy it and paste it and fix all the spellings from speech to text. And then I post it. Isn't that, that's like the, yeah. that's cheesy, right? That's cheap. That's terrible.
You want me to agree or disagree?
No, I'm asking. What, I mean, like,
what's going to make you feel you, not as bad?
No, I don't care. I don't care. You spend an hour on a sentence,
and I'm over here
speech to texting in 10 minutes. I put out. Now I feel like I should just not be writing anymore.
Where is your piece that you've written? I looked at Fred Fowler. I don't see you there.
It's
so bad that Fred didn't even tweet it out?
Probably not. He deleted it. It was on Houston Sports and stuff. I put for O'Brien, it's win or else. And then I did because I can write about whatever. Fred doesn't want me to be just sports. He wants me to talk about, you know, pop culture and all that stuff.
That's what I was going to ask you. I say, even if it's going to be sports, okay, I see it there. Popped up.
I talked about O'Brien and the Chappelle specials, and then I post links to stuff. So it's kind of a hodgepodge. It's not a column per se.
Yeah. Well, see, next time you sit down like that, especially if you think you're stuck, why don't you go with the thing that you're most talking about? And right now, you're most talking about Chappelle, right?
Yeah.
So you should have led with that.
Okay.
And you could have combined it with some sports. You could have worked it in with Houston and
that's
figured
a professional,
it out.
That's a professional columnist right there, Nick.
You're only going to compliment him for like the next two more minutes.
I see you name drop me in there too.
I did. I put a link to your Twitter. See, I put in the usual suspects with a link to the podcast. I know what I'm doing. Look, I may not be a columnist, but I'm not an idiot. I know how to promote.
Oh, with your bad self.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You didn't.
Did you see the hottie of the day?
You just used me and said I was talking with. That's
yeah,
it.
Well, you know.
That's not like you're like.
But I linked to your Twitter.
I was on the air with Jerome Solomon, and he had said something so insightful. I must share
it
with you.
Well, I'm still waiting on that. I'm still waiting for you to say something insightful. Scroll down, though. Look at the hottie of the day on my post.
Yeah, I can't tell if she's fine or not.
What?
She's pretty.
Oh, here we go. By the way, I have something to bring up about that.
She's a good-looking babe, but I don't know if she's fine. I can't really
She's
tell.
Fine. She's fine and pretty and hot and all that. And she's from Houston. That's a Houston chick. Miranda Uphold was the hottie of the day. Check that out. But, something we talked. We closed the show yesterday talking about what fine meant, and you lost.
No, we got to point that out.
You lost. You definitely lost the vote. Settle down, Hillary. You lost. I don't want to hear it. It was 8-5.
That was some voter fraud.
We had white guys calling in trying to sound black. We had black delegates. We had white delegates. We had the Hispanic delegates. We didn't hear from any Asians,
this is Houston,
which is weird.
This is Houston, and we got one
Hispanic.
One Latino calling.
That's weird.
Come on. You know that was fake.
But my mom had something to say about it because she was listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share that with you on the other side.
I can't wait to hear what your mom has to say.
You're not going to like it. I'll just say that. for different reasons than you think. But yeah, I get a text when I get in the car. I'll tell you about it on the other side.
All right. We'll be here for 3 hours. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Interact with us on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick. I'm at Jerome Solomon. This is The Usual Suspect.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. Yeah, and go over to Houston Sports and stuff. Check out Barry's
fledgling writing career
column.
I hesitate.
Yeah. Or you can go to HoustonChronicle.com or Cron.com.
And see a real column.
Check out a, well, not real column. I'm a professional.
Oh, you know? I'll have you know, I get paid. Not for that, right. but I get paid for other things.
Just, I mean, you know, semi-pros get paid too.
Damn.
And
hit me with the semi-pro?
No, there's no Aaron Rodgers playing semi-pro football.
Normally, I would defend myself to the death.
But you're not
but
not
I
on
know,
this.
But I know what I am and I know what I'm not. And I am not a writer.
As I've told you, everyone is a writer, and most people who really go hard about they can't write, it's because they just haven't, one, they haven't practiced. I mean, it's like anything. You got to put in the hours and the time. But if you can talk, you can write. I mean, it's.
That's how I write. Speak, I talk.
Exactly. And then you then continue. Well, you need to speak better. But.
Well, we had about 20 seconds again. It's like every segment, he's like, the first 30 seconds, I'm going to be nice.
I'll try to help you out.
Now, yesterday we talked about fine and the definition of it. And again, you lost because we talked about, was fine talking about the body or was fine talking about the whole package? And my mom was listening and she said, I'm sorry, but fine means the body, not the whole package, because there was an old song in the 60s called Baby, She's So Fine, and it was talking about the body, which proves my point. You don't know what you're talking about because you are so damn old. If my mom... So fine. Look. So fine. And you're up here. This is a young man's game, Jerome. This really, is a young man's really, game.
An old white man and you're trying to tell me I'm old. Really now. We used to do well back to that one back in the day. No.
You had already had your master's degree by the time this came out, huh?
That takes me back, boy.
Yeah.
Takes me back to the good old days.
Back when I was in my 40s.
We used to stand on the street corner, man. They didn't make 40s then because they used too much glass. Just little 8-ounce beers back then.
Right, the little bottles. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I thought, at first I was like, damn, I lost. And I thought, man, I know how old my mom is.
Now you go, that's not right. That just means your mama, mama knows best. That's what it is.
So you really lost now.
Your mama fine?
Hey, man. Hey.
Like you didn't know that wasn't going to happen. You bring your mama into this discussion.
I don't know. I don't know if my mama's fine.
You don't know?
No. What is wrong with you? You think all white people know how fine their mama is? Is that what you're saying?
Not
like,
a black
that's an incest
not
thing?
A black or white thing.
You think I'm from the South? Like,
well, yeah.
I am. Born and raised in Houston. That's technically the South, I guess. Yeah, but I thought when I saw that, at first I was like, damn. And then I thought, ha, he is old. So there you go.
I think your mother's vote counts much more than
Even with her vote, you still lost 8-6. Mm. I'm happy to report that.
I mentioned semi-pro football, which takes me to an interesting thing. Have you seen that the city of Houston is now getting a new football franchise?
No. Mm. This isn't like the when they did the women's football, when they called them the Derek Dolls or whatever the hell they were called, and it was like lingerie football.
This is not like that. This is exactly that.
Oh, again? How many times does this have to fail before they just say, you know what, forget it?
No, it hasn't failed. It's in a lot of places, and it's coming to Houston.
It was in Houston, and then it left, and then it came back, and then it left again, and then it came. I know two different women that have played on two different female lingerie football teams. Mm-hmm. So this will be the third iteration of it.
Mm. Here in Houston?
Yes, absolutely.
How were the games?
Never went to one. I have no desire. Honestly, they could be naked and I don't want to see it. I'm not even trying to be funny. I have no interest in that whatsoever.
What about just women's football?
Nope.
Nope.
Why? No.
You remember Julie Takahashi?
Uh-huh.
She used to be here at the station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she played in a football league,
a real football league. Yeah, was it like co-ed or was it just all female?
Female.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like arena style or?
No, they were outdoors, so it was.
Did you go?
A regular field. I never saw her play though.
Oh well, that's the way to be supportive. I figured Jerome was going to be this knight in shining armor. That,
I could have lied,
yes, Barry, I figured you were going to be like, you know, I support female sports and equal rights, and I think he was like, nah,
no, I do support. I just didn't make it to one of their games. Okay. You know, not at all. Then speaking of support, I did, and I will tell all the listeners you need to do this. I did sign up to support my boy Ricky Williams, the former Texas Longhorn and NFL player, played with the Saints and the Dolphins. Ricky is hosting a Super Bowl party. So if you go to williamssuperbowlparty.splashthat.com, you can register because he's going to limit it to 50 people by invitation only, no charge, and he's going to invite you.
williamssuperbowlparty.what?
splashthat.com.
splashthat.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's so really special about it? It's a cannabis-friendly Super Bowl party in the Hollywood Hills.
Let me tell you how surprised I am.
Eat, drink, smoke, and watch the game with Ricky and his friends.
Eat, drink, smoke, eat again, eat some more, eat a third time, and then watch the game. After you smoke, you're going to be eating a lot. Trust me.
What game?
Yeah, exactly. Watch the game on your DVR the next day because that surprised me. So it's a smoker-friendly Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
so you're really going to go to this?
All you have to do is RSVP for tickets, and they'll give them your email address, and they'll let you know if you're one of the 50 people selected to come kick it with my boy Ricky.
I know one guy that I have a feeling would go to this.
I know Fred Firewood and AJ.
Like, dude behind the glass?
Nick.
Yeah, I'd go. Yeah. Mm. I'd check it out for sure.
I don't partake.
I don't. Nick doesn't either. I just give him a hard time.
With those color lips?
Oh, man.
Wait, what? Isn't that common knowledge that the more you smoke, the darker your lips are?
Not true.
Dang.
Well, how are your lips so dark then?
It's just naturally dark. Shut your mouth, Jerome.
He did say today was your day. He did say.
He said
today,
that at the end of the show yesterday.
Yeah, he did say today was going to be your day.
Well, thankfully, there's only 2.5 hours left in the program.
Yeah. I'm looking at the event here. Open bar, gourmet American food.
Mm-hmm.
Just say gourmet food. I mean, I don't know that spices it up.
Gourmet could be French. It could be Italian. It's
okay.
Gourmet
exclusive
American.
Pregame preview from Ricky. Watch the game with Ricky in a cannabis-friendly environment. Photo with Ricky. You missed the best part. BYOW.
Really?
I did not see
yes.
that.
That's the most important part of the invitation.
Down there in tiny little bitty letters.
You paid $250.
No, it's
and
free.
Ricky didn't even put five on it. He got you bringing the weed. This is genius.
He's like, come on over, bring your weed, and I'm throwing a party. Dude. No, you're not throwing a party. You're smoking people's
weed. Yeah, you're bringing it. You can have everybody bring weed to your house so you can get high, and you charged them $250 to do it.
Only in America.
That dude is a genius.
Only in America.
BYOW, $250.
Now, where do you get the $250 at?
Tickets are $250 per person. Must be 21 plus.
No. That must be the side. Maybe I'm getting a special.
Ricky Williams Super Bowl party, Hollywood Hills, Los Angeles, California, February 4th at 2 p.m. RSVP for tickets. Limited to 50 tickets. Have the ultimate Super Bowl experience, blah, blah, blah. Open bar, whatever, BYOW. RSVP to be notified first when tickets are released. We will email you a secret password to the link
in the
first week of January.
That's nice. That's a good
BYOW
idea.
That's just wrong. That's just tricking people into bringing a bunch of weed.
So he's got a $250 piece, and you know it ain't going to be 50. They claim they're limited to 50
people.
They're
like, man, we sold out in 20 minutes.
They're going to sell 500 tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, 420 at least.
at the very least, at $250 a whop. You know, if he's 500 tickets, he gets $125,000 and free weed from
That's a genius.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't go to school for nothing.
Man, that is super smart.
I spent some time with Ricky when he was at UT a little bit.
Yeah.
I was covering the Longhorns then, and it was pretty cool. He's a good dude. He really is. You know.
I feel like he got a bad rap. I think I don't know all the secrets and you know the dirt, but I felt like maybe when it came to certain things, and that was this was in a time when this country wasn't really as weed friendly as it is now. I mean, this I think weed in general has been it's not looked down upon as much as it used to be. So when you hear somebody getting busted for weed, it's like, all right. I mean, okay.
Yeah, I mean but that's taking a concerted effort by some people to push this yeah. through to change everyone.
Which surprises me because we all know potheads don't have the drive or follow through to get anything done.
But it's
and how they're doing this. But it's also why it's taken 50 years.
Multi-billion dollar business too, though. Yeah. So there are people who decided, hey, I can make a lot of money off of this. What was it just the other day? Or I guess at the first of the year, I guess it recreational
California. You can have
legal in California.
Six.
Or something.
You can grow six plants in your yard and have up to an ounce on you at any time and smoke, mm-hmm. and you don't need a prescription or anything.
Yeah, and you know, and people aren't, you know, like you say, those people, they ain't growing nothing, so they'll be going yeah. to buy it, and now the pot stores will increase dramatically. Oh, yeah. That they said that building that business will, you know, be seven times as large as it already is.
The last I heard, Colorado had a surplus because of the change in the laws and allowing weed, making it legal and all that. They had a surplus because of the taxes and everything else. Now, that may not be the case anymore, but I know at the time, they said after, I think it was 6 months or 9 months, that they were several million dollars on the positive from what they were prior to legalizing it. So, I mean, I don't care. I don't think it's that big of a deal. To me, it's a lot like alcohol. In fact, I know, because I know a lot of people that smoke it, if I'm at a bar and you give me two sets of friends and one set is drunk and the other one is high, I can tell you two things that probably won't happen. The people that are high aren't going to pick a fight. Mm-hmm. And if they do, and if they are irresponsible and drive home, they're less likely to wreck than the people that were drunk. In both cases, I just know that to be, I've seen it.
That's valid. I'd want to hang out with the ones who know that fine is the body. That's my kind of people. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can text us there too. A man over here will be monitoring the text line. I assume you probably get some. There's a couple people that hit me on Twitter already. Like, you know, they were kind of shocked that I asked.
Mom was fine.
It was the perfect time for that question. I don't really understand.
No, there's never a perfect time for that question. That's never a good question to ask another man. Hey, is your mom fine? No.
You introduced her into this conversation.
Doesn't mean.
You brought your mom up in here today. I did.
That would be the perfect time
for a bad joke. Yes. That's where comedians go right there. They just right there would have been boom. You brought up in today. I left for wherever I left for last night. And I didn't do that because I'm better than that. I just
Are you though?
Not particularly.
We'll get DJ Hollygrove after the break. Tell him don't hang up.
Well, yeah, we'll do that. Why y'all playing this old music? Like,
we need outro music.
He wants you to feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
Shoopity woo wop. Look.
He can't help it. That dude can't hit you, though, don't it? Y'all are pitiful. Well, we'll talk about what you had to write about Bill O'Brien when we come back. And the Rockets played well last night, and they've got a monster team coming in tonight. What about those Warriors and Rockets? We might even mention that.
What?
Yesterday, we tried hard to talk Rockets.
We tried hard.
It just
didn't happen.
Didn't quite get there. We'll get there today, though. Stick around.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780. ESPN is your number. And we'll go to the phone line since our man DJ Hollywood has been holding. Talk to me, DJ.
It's Holly Grove, but I'll let Grove? You make it. Oh. Mistakes happen, baby. Mistakes happen. All right. Oh. First of all, I heard y'all talking about, you know, knowing about if your mama is fine or not. Not sure how it works, you know, in the Caucasian community, but in the Black community, we know because your friends are going to let you know. Your teachers are going to let you know. Your teachers will give you a pass. sometimes just because your mama fine, just because they want to holler, and you be like, oh, you want to holler at my mama? All right, I got you. Yeah, give me that 80. It's happened before.
So you made straight A's, what you're saying?
I'm saying, DJ Allegro, you pimped your mom out for an A? What?
No, not saying me. I've seen it, though.
You sound like a man speaking from experience.
Hey, mom, I need you to go on a date with my woodshop teacher, Grady, because I'm failing woodshop.
Just let him buy you something to eat and give me an A, mama. You'll be all right.
I know he's missing three fingers, but don't worry about it.
Right. And then, hey, man, I'll say this. Ricky Williams and that party, it's pretty smart. And, I mean, bringing your own W in California isn't really that bad because I know some people who's been to California, excuse me, not saying me, and it's pretty, pretty cheap out there. So, I mean, bringing, you know, something to a Ricky Williams party, I think I might go to it, just being honest.
It would be worth the $250 to you, huh?
I mean, it's Ricky Williams, you know what I'm saying? It's a legendary player. However you want to look at his stance in the NFL, he still did awesome things in college, and you got to give him to that. He didn't pan out too well with my Saints, you know, but then he resurrected his career with Miami, so you got to give him a little credit. You know, he still was a great player.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you backed off legendary and said great, because I don't know that I would say Ricky Williams is legendary.
Ricky Williams is legendary.
Legendary? To me, Walter Payton, Earl Campbell is legendary.
Yeah, they're legendary.
He's great.
They're legendary NFL players. Ricky Williams, when he left college, ran for more yards than any football player in history.
I'm talking NFL.
That makes you a legendary football player. Oh, yes,
exactly.
It does. Yes, it does.
Okay, well, we'll just have to disagree on that because there's plenty of quarterbacks that threw for plenty of yards that aren't legendary.
No, that's different.
Is it different?
Why is it different? Name a quarterback who threw for plenty of yards but ain't legendary.
I have to go pull up the list.
And Ricky won a Heisman Trophy. They give one of those out every year, just one. All-time greatest rusher in college when he left, won a Heisman Trophy. Oh, that's legendary.
Right. I'm pulling up college football passing leaders.
When you call out his name, do they know who he is? I know you're going to go with Case Keenum. He's going to win a Heisman.
I'll just stop right there. I'm not even going to continue. 19,000 yards. You're going to tell me Case Keenum is legendary?
And that's why I said that's different. I said that's different.
All right. Now I'm going to pull up the all-time rushing leaders. Different.
You know, B.J. Simmons. Yeah, I know B.J.
Graham Harrell. A lot of yards, Landry Jones. Timmy Chang.
Exactly. But that's why it's different.
What's that?
They didn't win Heisman, baby.
All right.
Get that trophy.
Oh, well. Okay.
Exactly.
Johnny Manziel won a Heisman.
That's a different thing. Yeah, and Johnny Manziel is a legendary Texas A&M football player. Yes, he is.
For being a bust?
But he's a legendary Texas A&M football player, period.
All right. Well,
he is, because on campus, he's like all over the place.
He's a legendary player.
For
A&M only,
though. You have to have done it in
thanks
both.
A lot, DJ.
Yeah, appreciate the call, DJ Hollygrove. You have to have done it in college and in the NFL, and not just been a good rusher in the NFL.
And you one of those.
We're talking legendary. That's the best of the best everywhere.
That's
why I said he's great. I didn't say he was okay. I didn't say he was mediocre. I said he was great.
No, I'm not talking about his ability.
But legendary means
he had some great years in the NFL too. But the thing you like to turn everything into everything. So, like, is Richard Pryor, would he not be a legendary comic if he didn't succeed in television and the movies too? Because you got to do everything? No, he's a legendary running back because when you say his name, people go, I know who you're talking about. And his accomplishments fit. Those other guys you're talking about, you got to go to the campus in the actual dorm they stayed in for people to know who you're talking about. Ricky Williams, you say his name. You recognize
Ricky Williams is third behind Ron Dane. Is Ron Dane legendary?
Ron Dane is legendary in Wisconsin, but Ron Dane isn't Ricky Williams. That's why Ricky Williams is legendary, because you know Ricky Williams. Ron Dane played here for a couple years, but he ain't Ricky Williams. That's the difference. You know his name. You can walk into any room, Ricky Williams, oh yeah, running back.
He's
a Texas legend.
Famous.
He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame. He's in the Texas Football Hall of Fame.
How can you say?
He's in Hall of Fames all over the place.
Yeah.
He's a legend. That's what legends do. They get in the Hall of Fame.
We're just going to have to disagree because the Texas Hall of Fame means nothing to people in another state. That means nothing to them. Because well, I'm sure Dane is in the what Wisconsin Hall of Football Hall of Fame. Who cares?
But because they don't understand how great the Texas Hall of Fame is, that's their problem.
Sounds like somebody has ties to it.
We in Texas.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
I mean,
where you at?
If you want to say he's a legend in Texas, I will give you that. But he's not a to me. Walter Payton is a legend.
Well,
Barry Sanders
too.
Is a legend because
he's
they did it
too.
At both levels, at the highest level.
Ricky Williams did it at the highest level too, dog. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know I would put Ricky Williams in the second tier, but I'm not putting him in the first tier with guys like Barry Sanders and Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith and those guys. That's to me. There's two different. It's like including. You know. I don't know. Ryan in the elite quarterbacks. He's second tier. He's good. He's great. But he's not elite like those guys. To me, that's two different things. And it's the same thing with Ricky Williams. Great, yeah. Legendary? Nah, he'll never. If you did, and I hate this because it's so cliche in sports talk radio, but if you're making a Mount Rushmore and you had, you know, 10 faces, I don't think Ricky Williams is making that. I just don't. I mean,
ten
faces on the Mount Rushmore.
I mean, but
of running
you
backs.
You know how much football has been played.
But that's so what I'm saying. That's the difference between legendary and great.
No, that's the difference between what you say 10 and 11. So the 11th guy isn't a legend to you. You're just wrong about that. I mean, I'm sorry. That's you know how special it would be to be the 11th. Even in your mind, the 11th best running back to ever play football.
And he would be great.
And football's been played for more than 100 years. No, you are a legend if you're the 11th best running back. However you measure your 1 through 11. That's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I get what you're saying about, you know, he doesn't have a Pro Football Hall of Fame career. But you can be a legend without
being a
pro
football. Where was he all-time rushing?
I mean, you know, he sat out some years, so he's probably
he's not even top 25.
Right? Yeah, because he didn't play a full career.
Man, you just
what?
He didn't even play a full career. He's not top 25
dude,
in rushing.
Dude,
but he's a legend.
Gale Sayers is not top 25. Is he not a legend?
See, there's a difference between being famous and legendary.
What, is Gale Sayers a legend?
Yeah, but he's an exception. he's an exception.
Oh, Lord, let me help this boy out. Try to educate him on some things up in here.
Look, I mean, the circumstances around Gale Sayers.
Are you more comfortable talking about your mom?
The circumstances around Gale Sayers is what makes it legendary.
What circumstance?
I don't know.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
And?
Even,
is Terrell Davis a legend?
No.
I agree with you.
Were you trying to set me up and say yes?
I was hoping you'd go there.
No. Look, I mean.
But TD had some great years, spectacular years. But mm-hmm. You know what? Terrell Davis didn't lead the country in rushing. He didn't set the record for the most rushing yards in college football. He didn't win a Heisman. He was an unknown. He's a third-round draft pick. Ricky Williams, a team traded their entire draft for him. Ricky Williams is a legend. Ricky Williams.
That was a stupid-ass trade, too.
Legend.
Let's not act like that
legend.
Was a smart move.
And I got Ricky Williams' number because we were standing on the field after the game, and Matthew McConaughey said, "Hey, man, I need your number." And Ricky said, "Jerome, get him, man. You got a pen and pad?" Yeah, so we exchanged numbers. That makes you legendary in my mind.
This all makes sense now. You know why Ricky Williams is a legend of Jerome? Because Jerome knows him.
He's a buddy of Jerome. Yeah. I was just going to say.
I thought that was a given. I'm sorry. Should I have said that from the get-go? My bad.
Yes, of course. You got to lead with that.
I'm talking, not writing. I guess if I was writing, I would have just come right out with the best part. 713-780-ESPN. Tell me, Ricky Williams, not a legend. That's my boy. We'll be back in a minute.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. That conversation just continued all into the break. Barry just,
man, that's some good radio that y'all missed out on.
He is going on down in flames.
No.
Oh, you burning.
No.
You hot.
So we know why Jerome thinks that Ricky Williams is a legend. It's because he has him in his Rolodex. But then he threatened to call Ryan Leaf, which immediately negates all the cool points you had for Ricky Williams.
You cut me off in the middle of that scene. No. You said, Ryan Leaf, is he a legend? And I was like, do you want me to call Ryan Leaf and ask him if Ricky Williams is a legend? That was my point.
But just the fact that you have Ryan Leaf's number and dropped his name. Done. I won this. You're 0 for 2. Ryan in 2 days, you lost the fine argument, and now you've lost the legendary argument.
Ryan Leaf is a good dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a really good dude.
A little crazy?
No, he hadn't broken in somebody's house looking for oxy in years.
Years?
I mean, a couple of years. I mean, no.
You think? Then he's been caught.
It is not cool to make fun to somebody who's,
what? Crazy?
No, he had a drug problem. He had issues.
Oh, yeah?
And he's dealt with them. And he's in recovery now, and he's doing quite well.
All right. Well, maybe make me the bad guy on that one.
Well, jerk. Yeah, but he just asked if your mama was fine like 2 segments ago,
Thank you,
the bad
High
guy.
High five.
Yeah. Your mama fine?
Oh, you said we should take a call. He's
who are we taking? Duke? Joe?
Yeah, you're not right for that. Oh,
man.
That's funny.
Oh, man, a guy trying to get his life together and you...
Look, man, Joe!
Man, got substance abuse issues, he praying on it.
Oh, he's praying. No. Joe, what's up, man? Who's wrong?
Hello.
You said wrong about Ricky Williams.
Jerome, 0 for 2, baby.
You're 0 for 2,
Ricky
Jerome.
Ricky Williams, come on. You didn't even mention Earl Campbell, Texas legend. Oh, 0 for 2, Jerome. No, 0 for 2.
Earl Campbell is a Texas football legend, too.
But Earl Campbell is a legend in the NFL and in college. Ricky Williams was.
I agree.
But Ricky Williams didn't achieve the same level that Earl Campbell did in the NFL.
No, he didn't have the extended career like that. No, he didn't put up those numbers.
Put it this way.
I'm not debating that.
I don't sit down on a Saturday on YouTube and Google Ricky Williams highlight reel, but I will sit down and Google Earl Campbell highlight reel.
Well, you need to get your Google life together.
No. Ricky Williams is just like he's not in the top 25 in rushing.
You need to look at these little girls on Instagram and get you some legend in your life.
I'm going Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Earl Campbell. Ricky Williams is not a name that comes up on that list, which is another argument for the reason why he's not a legend and they are.
No one's Googling Ricky Williams highlight reels. Well, one, that's not true, but that fits for you. Right, I get it. So I get that. I mean, you're saying if you don't do it in the NFL, it doesn't work for you. But there are high school basketball legends, high school football legends, guys who never played in college. There are street ball legends.
That's true.
Guys who never played in the NBA or whatever. So you can be a legend without having done all levels and all that kind of stuff. I mean, come on now. I think you're being a little too strict on your line.
Maybe.
And Ryan Leaf is a what state is he from? What's one of them states where they ain't got no football players?
Idaho.
Next to Idaho. Him and Brock Osweiler, the only ones from there to ever make it in the NFL. So they both legends in Wyoming.
From? Oh, Montana.
Montana.
Great Falls, Montana.
He's a Montana legend.
He's a legend. He's in the Montana Football Hall of Fame.
They got one legend.
They got two pictures in the Montana Football Hall of Fame. Brock Osweiler and Ryan Leaf.
The funny thing was, when Texans first got Osweiler, I was doing a bunch of stuff, and I talked to his grandfather and his dad and, some of his family and everything. And right about not too long after that, when I got to know Ryan Leaf a little bit. And he's like, yeah, man. And in all the old stories, it was like, in high school stories, it's like, can this guy be as good as Ryan Leaf? Because Ryan Leaf was the man in high school and then in college as well. That's why he was the number 2 overall pick in the draft. His career fell apart because of, he was a little full of himself and he was getting full.
A little bit.
But when he after he got out of the league, when he I mean, he got real bad. I mean, he would go to houses. He'd drive around a neighborhood, and if he see that a house was for sale, you know, or an open house, mm-hmm. he would go in the open house like he's looking to buy, just so he can go into the medicine cabinet
what?
To look for oxy. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that. Just, I mean, I know he had an incident, but
yeah, and wow. he would go up and just knock on doors and see if anybody would open it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Leaf. Can I talk to you about Jesus?
See if he can get in. And,
can I use a restroom? Wow.
And, when he was arrested, I mean, I'll be off on the numbers, but let's just say he was arrested because somebody said, I think this guy went in my house and stole a bottle of pills. But at the time, he had like 10,000 pills at his house. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have any, but he was still trying to make sure he had some just in case, you know, one of those things. Yeah, exactly. So you're ridiculing the man earlier, you know, tap dancing all over his, you know, trials and tribulation and the situation that the man is dealing with.
No.
You know, it's an emotional thing.
Stop.
That I'm sure there are people out there who can feel.
Just, you know what?
And you laugh. Stop it. And you laugh.
Stop it.
And you find neighbors.
Jeremy on Twitter said, who else is a top three running back from UT besides Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams? I mean, there's plenty of good running backs. I don't know. I guess I don't understand. Jamal Charles, Cedric Benson. I mean, there were plenty of good.
Those are the two greats. They're the two.
The greats.
They're the two. Yes. They're the two with the this.
Right, see, with the Heisman.
If you got a this.
Yeah, a Heisman.
That makes you a legend. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Is that Duke?
It looks like Duke, yeah. Duke has a comment.
Duke. Talk to me.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, just off of your legendary, you know, basis, do you consider Jamarcus Russell as a legend? I mean, to be one of the biggest busts of all time, that got to be legendary in some respect.
Now, see, he is a legendary bust for sure. That's the same as Ryan Leaf, as he goes down as a legend under bust. But Jamal wasn't even great in college. I mean, he's not one of the all-time great college quarterbacks.
Like Tim Tebow.
I'm going to stay out of this one because Nick was handling this quite well.
No, I'm just saying there's a difference between being famous, infamous, and then legendary in my mind. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not accurate, but the point you made about being a legendary, you know, street baller or a high school football star versus college, and that makes sense. But to me, guys like Jamarcus Russell and Ryan Leaf and even Tim Tebow, is famous. Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, those guys are infamous. I mean, those guys are known for being busts. And to me, the legendary status is. You know, Tom Brady's a legend, not because he was great in high school, but for that reason, because he wasn't great in high school. And now he's probably the greatest quarterback ever played.
No, he was great. That's not,
I mean, not high school, college.
Yeah, he was great in high school. He's pretty good in college. But no.
Yeah, he sat the bench most of the time in college.
This is also where I hit you with the, I'm a professional at this, and you just.
At words?
You just talk.
You're a professional at words?
Definition of legend. And extremely famous. So you're saying you're just famous. Well, that's what legend
extremely
is.
Famous.
Extremely famous or notorious person.
So you just pull that off the top of your head. You didn't look that up?
That's right there, especially in a particular field. So
see,
Ricky Williams got a little notorious, and he's extremely famous too. And Ryan Leaf is very notorious. So he is indeed a legend.
When I looked up legend, it said does legendary stuff. I'm like, well, that doesn't help.
But it's safe to say people outside of Texas, you say Ricky Williams, they'll absolutely know Ricky Williams.
And
right?
Tim Tebow, you can just walk into some church somewhere
and
drop Tim Tebow's name and people know what you're talking about.
He's brought people back to life. So,
I don't know if he's done all that.
Yeah. Remember that guy, wasn't it, at a baseball game? The guy was choking or having a stroke or something, and Tebow prayed over him and he came back to life. I don't remember the exact details, but yeah. He's a saint. That's Saint Tebow.
I hated that story so much.
Did you? Why?
Because it was so dumb. He's getting all this
credit. It happened, though. Okay. Don't be hating on football Jesus.
All right.
I'm staying out there. You know, you've already been trampling all over.
I don't care. Vince Young was another good running back in Texas. LOL. That was from Greg, the beer man Greg. Yeah. It was a... All right, don't get me started. I don't want to crush all Jerome's Longhorn heroes in one show.
Oh, so Vince Young's not a legend?
No, he's a legend.
Okay.
In Texas.
Well,
where and at the nightclub.
Were you a legend in the Piney Woods?
In my mind. In my mind. Glock 9,
with
yeah.
Glock 9.
They know far and wide about Boom Boom in the Piney Woods.
Boom Boom with the cartwheel, ladies. Come on, ladies. Give it up for Boom Boom.
The cartwheel.
For those that missed it, that was his signature dance move.
You need to go back and listen to the podcast from yesterday. Oh, God, that's funny.
We'll be back in a minute. Some Rockets. Legendary. In an NBA team with a bunch of legendary players in town. Are the Golden State Warriors the best team of all time? We want to answer that. That's silly radio talk. We'll be back in a minute.
ESPN 97.5.